Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And as more technology gets into the hands, and let's face it, virtually everyone who walks around with a mobile phone these days walks around with a phone. And over the last camera and the last couple of weeks or so, this horrible story about the website that has featured school-aged girls from around the country. It's very, very scary, and we keep hearing more and more about e-safety. And it's great to have a chat this morning. Wendy Ratcliffe, Education Officer at the Hunter Youth Mentor Collaborative. Wendy, good morning. The story that came through in the last couple of weeks, this must have just left you cold.
It really does. It's quite terrifying to think that young people, in particular young girls, are being placed in the position of feeling like they need to share images that are inappropriate, or that, you know, the images that they may share in some level of trust within a relationship are then being used inappropriately. It is terrifying for a whole range of reasons.
We talk about new words that pop up, and of course e-security is one of them, but not only that, online or digital reputation. And unfortunately, we're hearing stories where the girls have asked for it to be taken down, but generally, the general rule of thumb when it comes to the World Wide Web is once it's there forever, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Once it's on the net, it's gone. Because it only takes 2 seconds for someone that they don't know in any other country to save it to their computer, and it has a life of its own. We call it viral, things going viral for a reason, because they absolutely take a life of their own, and it cannot be controlled, it cannot be tracked. So once it's out there, it is out there. It cannot be taken down.
I've got to say, Wendy, there's two different tacks we can take on this story, and I was really disappointed last week in some of the reporting. I think it's terrible that the girls have had their images put up. But last week I was reading, and it was just the boys are bad, they do the wrong thing, and men are bad, and the girls haven't had positive male role models, or they wouldn't have done it. I want to steer away from that, because I think that's closing the gate after the horse has bolted. I think that...
I agree.
How do we encourage not only girls, but boys as well, to get back to the starting point, to go, don't do it in the first place?
Look, the starting point comes back to, and this might shock some people listening, the starting point actually comes back to the Criminal Law Act of 1995, which states in black and white that to distribute any illicit information, regardless of whether it's you taking a photo of yourself or not, to distribute, to have, to pass on, to post, to publish any form of illicit material of people under the age of consent is pornography. It is childhood pornography. End of story. So even a young girl of 14, 13, 10, who thinks, I'm going to take a photo of myself, isn't this funny, and sends it on to someone else, that is, it's actually not her right. I know it's her body, but it's actually not a right of hers or anyone's to do that, because it is illegal. It is child pornography. End of story.
Well, there's no ambiguity there, is there?
None at all.
So we jump a step further, and whilst that is the case, one of the things that I suppose is a rite of passage for kids heading towards young adulthood and adulthood, they make mistakes, they do silly things, and no matter how often they are told, then, it's one mistake that could come back to haunt them for the rest of their lives. And not only that, embarrassment for them, embarrassment for their families, but the possibility further in life of job opportunities going by the wayside.
Oh. Without a doubt, you cannot tell me that there aren't employers out there that when you go for a job these days and you are sitting in the waiting room waiting for your interview, that they haven't already Googled you and they haven't already seen what comes up. And if, a really silly sexting episode that you had when you were 14 and your name is still connected to that image pops up, what are they going to think?
Well, that's exactly right. It's metadata, isn't it? You just don't know how it can link back to you, and that's the problem. It's potentially ruining careers.
It absolutely is, particularly when you're talking about careers that preclude any... I mean, most careers would preclude any involvement in child pornography, but particularly if, say, you had a young person who desperately wanted to become a teacher, for example, and they have geared their entire university career towards becoming a teacher. So they've, you know, gone through 4 years of training to become a teacher. They go out there, and then all of a sudden they can't actually do it because they've been linked to some form of innocent,
episode,
I guess, episode in their youth. You know, it does have massive roll-on effects that I guess it's really hard for young people these days to get their head around.
So what do we do?
That's a very good question.
Sorry education, to throw that at you.
No, there's... Look, education, first of all. Second of all, we need to start limiting usage to a point. For example, in the home, it's very popular now to start having study nooks that are in a main part of the house, a main living area within the house, so that the parents and other siblings can all see what's going on. Nothing is hidden.
That's a great start, isn't it?
So, you know, it needs to... No technology in the bedrooms, no technology hidden away. Keep it out in the public, in a public space in the house where everyone knows what's going on. That's one of the first things. It comes down to information. All of this stuff that happens because it's hidden away. Let's bring it out in the open. Let's stay informed. Let's stay up to date. Let's know what our kids are doing.
I'm kind of hoping that message gets out there. I think there's a lot of school students and young adults who are probably sweating right about now and kind of keeping fingers crossed and hoping that it doesn't come to light. There's a very interesting meeting happening tomorrow, Cyber Safety and Digital Reputation. That's happening at the Harness Racing Club. Hopefully there's something can be sorted out and hopefully new information can come to light. But that is really a great starting point.
Yeah, yep. It's all about information and staying connected with your young people.
Wendy, thank you for that. Hopefully that information, that message is going to get through, and I hope the meeting goes well tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
2NUR FM 103.7.